I'm still monitoring the Kel Gundy story. A lot of you guys have reached out to me in the last 48 hours. It seems like every few hours we are receiving more and more information on this. This is the reason that I don't rush to be the first person with breaking news. I like to let the story breathe a little bit. I don't like speculation, even though there are times that I will speculate on something, but I want to give this Kel Gundy situation, I want to give it a little bit more time. It appears my initial thoughts might be correct. Kel Gundy was forced to resign. I hope to get to that story later on this afternoon. But first, we're going to talk about Pete Rose. Now, I was not alive, or I was barely alive, when Pete Rose was active in Major League Baseball as a player or a manager. I know very little about his career. Many describe Pete Rose as the greatest hitter in the history of Major League Baseball. I don't think there's any doubt. If you were to judge him purely on the field, Pete Rose is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Now, of course, the gambling allegations in the late 1980s, along with other off-the-field issues, have kept him out of the Hall of Fame. But time heals all wounds. Well, time is supposed to heal all wounds. That does not mean Pete Rose should be inducted into the Hall of Fame, but if you want to take a day to celebrate his career, I think it's more than appropriate. Now, how many of you guys have ever heard of Alex Coffey? That's what I thought. None of you. I cover the media all day, every day. I have never heard of Alex Coffey until now, which speaks to a larger point. I've told you guys before how lifelong losers and basement dwellers, they will use the woke movement for their own personal gain. Megan Rapinoe, the prepubescent boy. She was a JV soccer player for years in the NWSL. No one knew who the fuck she was. She starts tag-teaming the woke cucumber with her husband, Sue Tweety Bird. Well, actually, Sue Bird, she actually resembles a woman. I have the roles mixed up here. Sue Bird's the wife, the prepubescent boy's the husband. But anyway, Megan Rapinoe starts complaining about misogyny and mythical racism. She becomes a household name. Colin Kaepernick, he was well on his way to working the drive-through window at Burger King. He trades in his helmet for a set of knee pads. He's been collecting millions in woke welfare ever since. Bomani Jones! Bomani Jones has been a huge embarrassing failure his entire adult life. You can count on one finger the amount of people who give a fuck about Bomani Jones and his opinion on anything. He becomes a purveyor of propaganda, still doesn't draw an audience, but like Colin Kaepernick, Bomani Jones continues to collect woke welfare. He's the equivalent of a union employee. No matter how bad he sucks, Bomani Jones can never be fired. People like this have created a path for future aspiring shitfucks to follow. People who have found a way to not be successful, but have exploited a movement for their own financial gain. They have paved the way for aspiring shitfucks. Talentless people across the country, they are looking for their opportunity to capitalize. Alex Coffey, she was presented with that opportunity on Sunday and she didn't let it slip by her. I assume I'm using the proper pronouns here. Alex is a gender neutral name, or what the woke like to call non-binary. I assume she goes by she, her pronouns, but I could be wrong. She might prefer it, they, them, rake, shovel, pronoun. Who fucking knows? Who fucking cares? Alex Coffey is a recent graduate of Woke U. She majored in gender confirmation, taught by renowned Professor RuPaul. She minored in Carpe Diem, seize the day, which is exactly what she did Sunday afternoon. The Phillies. They were celebrating their 1980 championship team this past Sunday. They invited all the players on that team who are still alive to come to Philadelphia and celebrate with the fans. Pete Rose was one of the leaders on that team. He was the star. Obviously, he was invited. Listen to the reaction that Pete Rose received from fans in Philadelphia. And I'm showing you this for a reason. Roll the film. Did any of those people stop and think, we shouldn't be celebrating Pete Rose. He gambled on baseball games. This is inappropriate. Or, we shouldn't be celebrating this asshole. He was accused of having sex with a 16-year-old 20 years before I was born. No and no. This was not a day to bring up all the mistakes from the past. Pete Rose has more than paid the price for the mistakes that he's made. This was a day to celebrate the accomplishments of the 1980 Phillies. That's it. But as you guys know, there can't be celebrations outside the month of June, also known as Woke Christmas. No, 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 no. Come on, guys. It's not a proper celebration without dousing someone in the woke holy water. Fortunately for us, Alex Coffee brought plenty of holy water from the woke sea. She works for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Alex Coffee. She approached Pete Rose as he was walking off the field. Now, most sports reporters, they would ask for his reaction to the ovation he received from the fans. Not Alex Coffee. What does she ask Pete Rose? Out of all the questions, what's the one question she asked him? Hey, Pete, I'm non-binary Alex. Do you think your presence here today has a negative effect on women? No, honey. What the hell are you talking about? Well, sir, may I call you sir? Do you go by he, him pronouns? What does that mean? Never mind. I was asking that question because over 50 years ago, you were accused of banging a 16-year-old girl. I'm not here to talk about that. It was 55 years ago, babe. Get the fuck over it. Back in 2017, Pete Rose was accused of having a sexual relationship with a 16-year-old girl. Now, number one, why did it take 50-something years for him to be accused? I contacted our resident math expert here on the channel, Mina Kimes. I had her calculate this tough equation for me. Casey, I crunched the numbers. By the time he was accused, his accuser would have been approximately 65 years old. Am I supposed to believe this woman lived in so much pain and agony that it took her over 50 years to come forward? Number two, I wasn't alive in the 1970s, but I do know it was not all that uncommon during that time for men in their 20s, maybe their 30s, to be hooking up with 16, 17-year-old girls. Now, that doesn't make it right. I'm just saying it wasn't socially unacceptable. What gives anyone the right to look back 5-6 decades and judge someone on their decisions when we weren't alive to understand the climate of the culture at the time? If you look at Alex Coffee, she doesn't appear old enough to buy beer. I doubt she's old enough to buy candy without her parents' permission. So how in the fuck are you going to ask a condescending question that relates to a time period where you were still in your daddy's nutsack? But the fake outrage gets even better. Ooh, does it get even better? She was also offended that Pete Rose called her babe. How dare you refer to me as babe? That term is outdated and inappropriate. You are assuming I identify as a woman when it is entirely possible I identify as a broom handle. Hell, it could be worse, Alex Coffey. He could have called you Butch instead. The guy is 81 fucking years old. You can't expect him to be caught up with this modern culture of victimization. That's how old men talk. Because that's how they've spoken their entire lives. When Pete Rose was coming of age, babe was a term of endearment. Now these woke shitfucks act like the term references a fucking pig. The intentions of Alex Coffey could not be more clear. She took a day that was meant to celebrate the city of Philadelphia, that was meant to celebrate a team and Pete Rose. She took that day and tried to make it all about herself. Alex Coffey is a clout chaser. She sees this opportunity to become a social media star, to get her 15 seconds of fame, which speaks to a larger problem. There seems to be this sentiment that one viral moment will make you a star, that all you need is one controversial moment to cement your place in the media. Now, while this can be true for a select few, the top 1%, It's not the case for the majority of people. Instead of busting their ass and earning their spot the right way, more and more people, they want to embarrass someone. They want to step over someone to create their moment and take the easy way out. Now, did it work for Alex Coffey? No. I checked her Instagram account this morning. She has less than 1,000 followers. Yet for some reason, she's verified. She has the blue check mark, meaning she's a verified shitfuck. Several media outlets have reported that Pete Rose sought out Alex Coffey to apologize to her. For what? I don't fucking know. If anyone should be apologizing, it should be Alex Coffey apologizing for being completely useless. Now, of course, she conveniently left the apology out of her article in the Philadelphia Inquirer. You know, because it doesn't fit the narrative that Pete Rose is an asshole. Also, she claimed the apology was insincere. Insincere? You know what's insincere? This entire story. The hypocrisy of these people has no bounds. You write a bullshit article filled with fake outrage and propaganda. Then you turn around and you want to claim Pete Rose is insincere? Typical woke logic. Alex Coffey, this is your moment. I hope you enjoy it, because this time next week, you'll be back in the woke basement sharing a cot with Brittany Griner. But don't worry, I hear BG always comes with the cucumbers. But let me know what you think. Unknown reporter Alex Coffey tries to capitalize on the decades-old mistakes of Pete Rose. She tries to completely ruin a day of celebration for her own personal gain. Give me your thoughts. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.